Blog Talk Radio.
There you go. Hi, angels, and welcome to the show tonight. I am super excited. I have a really good inspirational person that's just, you know, I've been training with her in her classes for a little bit of time now, and I really noticed her the first time. As I said, how does she row so fast and she jumps so high, and how, and she's still so happy? I was like, I'm always tired after I do that, Chris. So but she's got the energy of 100 people. She's got a great story, but she's an inspiration to a lot of us. And I said, I got to have her on the show because I know you guys will get a lot out of her. I know she has changed her whole life around, and because of the changes she made inside of herself, she now works and lives with passion and does what she loves and loves what she does. Or, you know, I guess, because that's what you appear to do. There's a lot of joy with you. But, Chris, I'm glad you're here tonight, and welcome to the show. So we have all
Thank
kinds
you
of
very
listeners
much for
on.
Having me.
Oh, you betcha. So I know you've only got a little bit of time because she works with passion, so she's got a whole other class to teach in a bit. So we're going to get her on and hear her story and then have her on again another date when she's got a little more time. But I know that you're in the health and wellness industry. I know you're a coach. I know you do a lot of things. But how did you get started?
It actually started a couple of years ago. To be honest with you, I was never really into, as crazy as it sounds, health and wellness. I mean, growing up as a kid, I was a little bit overweight, and I always stayed active and was, you know, into dance as a kid, but I always struggled with the weight. And I noticed that over the years, I started to put on more and more weight and never really chose, you know, a very active lifestyle. You know what I mean? I pretty much just went with the wind, just kind of did whatever life brought to me and worked and really didn't focus on eating and my nutrition, and noticed about a couple years ago, I basically hit a specific weight, and that pretty much brought everything into perspective for me. You know, I really could barely climb up a flight of stairs or go on a job with my dog, and, you know, I thought I'm about to be 30 years old, and regardless of your age or your height or your weight, you just kind of find those moments in life where you're like, you know what, I think it's time that I make a change and really focus on living the rest of my life healthy, and really honestly woke up one day and decided now is the time to take my life into my hands, and decided that I wanted to make a change and be healthy, and really just took the first step and signed up for classes with actually the company that I work for now. And, you know, I owe a huge debt to my husband and my trainer who I still coach with here, Corey. I owe a huge support. They're my support system, you know, so not only was it digging deep inside myself and knowing I wanted to make a lifestyle, not just a diet change, and then having a great support system behind me as well. So that's how I got started.
You said not just a diet change, but a lifestyle change. Share with us about that, okay, because I think that's key. I know for me it has been. So
especially being, you know, being a coach now and a personal trainer, and living the experience myself, being overweight and being very uncomfortable in my own skin. You know, I was never severely obese or, you know, really overweight, but I just wasn't comfortable with who I was and made a lot of bad nutrition decisions. And I tried diets just like a lot of people out there have. You know, you do the fads, you do this diet, that diet, this workout, and nothing really sticks. And I think it's because I chose to do it just for a short period of time, to just hit a small goal. And then once I hit that goal, I kind of fell off and got back to my old routine. So for me, it was making a complete change in my life, you know, not letting working out and eating really, really healthy control my life, but making smart decisions, not only mentally, but physically and emotionally, spiritually, just letting everything kind of fall into place, you know, just making sure that I'm eating the right foods and taking care of my body, because this is my body, you know, and I feel that doing it for just a little bit of time really doesn't let you focus on what your body and what you really are capable of. So for me, it's not just about making it a diet or I just want to lose a couple of pounds or I want to get rid of this kind of fat or that kind of fat. It's about being healthy and happy. So that's why I think it's best to make it a lifestyle, not just I'm going to diet for 2 weeks and then I'm going to be good.
That's funny, yeah. People do it for a wedding. I was like, man, or a class reunion or something. I'm with you on that. And I'll never forget, you guys got to hear this, the first class I took at the, you know, where she trains at, she was actually taking a class, and she was beside me. And I remember your energy was amazing. And I was like, she's so nice, and she looked so lean, and she was beautiful. She's beautiful on the inside and the outside. She's a makeup artist, too, and you get to teach, help people look beautiful on the face and the body. How cool is that, you know? So,
yeah, right.
that's a good thing, because I want to talk to you about that another day. But let me ask you a question. The age groups that you teach, I think I've seen them all in your classes, and, you know, some come with their parents, some, you know, and I know that kid, Andy, you know, he's 16
yep.
years old, and he's running, and what age group do you have, a specific age group do you like, or which ones are easier to teach, men or women? And somebody just texted me that. We asked her, which one's easier to teach, men or women? And I said, probably men. Women are bitches, right? And the men are just kidding. But anyway.
It's always interesting, because when we get, especially, you know, in the group setting that we teach in, we have every walk of life. We have anywhere between 14 years of age all the way up to, I mean, we have senior citizens up into their 80s. Who take classes, men, women,
wow.
I mean, every walk of life comes in. So it's interesting, because the men typically spend a lot more time in the gym, so they're a little bit more comfortable with the gym setting, whereas
right.
women are more comfortable, like, with jogging and running, not so much the weight section side. But I feel that the younger generation seem to pick up on it much faster, you know. They're more eager to jump in and really start a lifestyle from very young, and which I think is fantastic. And that's why I love having people come in and bringing their kids and their nieces and nephews. But for me, just to make a change in anybody's life, old, young, overweight, in shape, you know, marathon runners, for me, every walk of life, every gender, every race, I love coaching people. I love being a part of their lives. I love making a change. And basically giving people what I got out of this product. You know, somebody helped me change my life, and my goal is to touch other people that way as well. So
that's cool.
Huge for me. Yeah.
That's cool there. Let me ask you another question. When you start at the gym, I know for me, I really got careful, because I started running marathons and half marathons, and I started really watching my diet, but it didn't start out at the first like that. I just wanted to make it through the first workout, because it's a tough workout. And so when someone starts, do you think they need, all right? I mean, somebody asked me the other day, does it get easier? And I go, no, you just build more endurance, right? And you come out saying, I survived, I think. I think you guys got that on your window or whatever. But what do you start with? Do you start with just going to the gym? Do you start with a diet? What do you think is the best way to start? And would you start with some, you do Grip Fitness, and what do you think is the best way to start if you're starting today, you know, and say, okay, I'm going to do a lifestyle change, not get ready for a wedding or whatever. What would you do?
Correct. For me, and to go back where you were just saying, you know, it's everybody always says, you know, does it get any easier? And it's exactly what you said. It's not that it gets easier, but your body becomes more adjusted to the workout. You become stronger and leaner and faster. And that's what's the most impressive part. If, you know, always having a facility to go to is always very convenient, but even just making small changes, you know, going on walks every day, building up your cardio endurance is great, excellent for not only cardiovascular health, but, you know, it also helps get you in shape, build up your endurance, build up your strength in your legs, and then
right.
always doing small things here and there, you know, joining a gym or, you know, perhaps something like Orange Theory or another gym, you know. And
I like Orange Theory, because that's where I'm a part of that, too, as well. It's wonderful there, you know, so just
it is. And what I love is that we have people who have never worked out a day in their lives. They come in this door, and whether you are day one or you've been 10 marathons deep, you are in the same group with the same people. It's all go at your own pace. And it's good to challenge yourself, you know, to see where you start. And that's my favorite part, especially when people have never taken a class or been in the gym before. To see them finish that first class is amazing, because you're helping people do things that they didn't know they could do. You know, it's all about taking that first step and challenging yourself and knowing that you are capable of a lot of things. You just have to really step out of that comfort zone and really see what you've got, you know, and that's what I love, is digging that out of people. So, yeah, I think doing small little things to begin, whether it's just walking or jogging or finding a flight of stairs even, that was big for me. You know, just building up cardiovascular. And then with the diet as well, it really plays into a huge part of getting your strength and endurance up. So, yeah.
That's cool. I like that. Let me ask you a question. I saw you, I remember seeing you that day, the first day, and then I know you worked at the front desk. How did you become a coach and a trainer? What was that like? Okay, because you've lost the weight. You lost 50 pounds or more, I'm not sure, but you, like, got muscles and you look lean and you look amazing and beautiful. Gosh, you could be a model, okay? She's a makeup artist. She's also a makeup on. She's great. Okay, so you're welcome. But what was it like how did you become a coach? How did that happen? And what did you feel like inside? Because that really shows, that's like a milestone in your quest for being healthy.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it basically started from day one. The first day that I stepped foot into, the company that I work for now, I took that first step and really felt, and again, coming out of my comfort zone and walked in there and thought, I can never do this. There's no way I'm going to make this happen. And it was just for myself. This wasn't even to make a career out of it. This was just to change my life. And, you know, I had an amazing support system. My husband was there to support me and help me through every step of the way, every bad day, good day. And my coach as well, Corey, you know, he was there to really push and motivate me and knew and saw what I was capable of, you know. So to lose the weight that I lost and to be challenged every day and to have such a great support at home and with, you know, who is now my best friend, my trainer also, to see what he helped me accomplish made me want to be that same positive influence on other people, you know. So
wow, okay.
Losing my weight and seeing the effects that he had on me, that really put into perspective, like, what being healthy and making an amazing lifestyle change can really do for people. You know, not only is it about getting healthy and losing weight, but it's positive mental attitude. It's about looking at things in a whole new way, and I want to do that for everybody else, whether it's, you know, one person at a time or group setting, and it's not about the time and it's not about the money. It's about the people that I meet and the effect that I make. You know, I could do this for free for the rest of my life, because helping somebody new every single day that I meet somebody, like a new client or somebody tries my class for the first time, or, you know, oh, I want to help with this, I need help with that, to touch those people and have them come back and say, you've changed my life, or you helped me lose this, or you did this for me. It's amazing. It's absolutely incredible.
Like,
and I'm proud to say that I've had an effect on a lot of people. And, you know, it's because of the support that I have at home and in this company that I am where I am today. So, yeah, very proud to be where I am.
That's cool. So when Corey showed you how to do it, because he's the one that really got you going, I've heard that too before, so he showed you what you could do, and then you're looking at him and you go, okay, so he inspired you to become the coach that you are today. By the way, she's excellent, everybody. I'm listening to her. She's wonderful. I only take her classes now. Not funny. Well, I took Silks today. I like them too. So I like everybody. You guys got a lot of, but, you know, you work with who you work with. And but I appreciate you, because one of the things I notice about you as you said, is that you really find something inside people and really push them, but you do it in a cool way where you help them find their own power. And I think that's super important. You mentioned, because we've only got a few more minutes with you, but you mentioned that your husband, I guess you're married, right? And is he slim, or did he have to lose weight? And you're going to tell me he's slim. I know you are, because men never have to lose weight. My next lifetime, I'm going to come back like slim and wanting to gain weight. That'd be great.
Right? My husband is in amazing shape. I mean, he's naturally slim. He's lean, you know, he's in great shape. He did karate as a kid, and you know, has a military background. His family's in the military, so he's always been very in shape and on a regimen and very healthy. So that was also great, was he's always supported me no matter how I looked, no matter, you know, he was always there to support me no matter what, whether I was, how I felt overweight, he was there to support me. Losing the weight, he's been even more supportive, and he's very happy to see me come full circle and make a career out of this. So it's been great to have, it's been great to have a support there. You know, he takes classes with me as well. He'll come in my class, and I get to teach class and tell him what to do for an hour, which is awesome. but yeah, I mean, it's great, you know, taking the steps from, you know, losing my weight to wanting to be a part of this company and working on the front desk, and then taking the next step, not only from a sales associate, but right to a trainer, because just being in this environment and knowing that I want to make the change and I want to be coaching people and be motivating, it pushed me to become a trainer. So yeah, it's been great, and I owe my thin, slim husband for it.
I like that. There you go. Anyway, so having a partner to support you is really key. I get that. The other question I have for you, too, is, well, somebody just texted me this, because I told them they couldn't ask questions, and we'll bring you back when they can. Two or three things that people can do over the holidays that will help them keep everything under control. That is not a real issue, because I'm not a sweet person. Well, there's never been a piece of chocolate I didn't like, but do you have three things that they can do, or how can they keep it, you know, at a minimum, or is that even a great question to ask? I mean, how can people go through the holidays, because you're right around the corner from them, and stay lean, or what do you do, or do you?
this is such a popular question, especially around the holidays.
Right.
This is where I get very passionate about it. It's, there will always be situations in life where you're going to want to go out and eat a bunch of food and eat some cake and do this and do that and indulge in all the good stuff. And you are absolutely allowed to do that. It's about going back to making a lifestyle out of it. If you treat your body good all the time, then you're allowed to have apple pie and pumpkin pie and eat great foods and go crazy with dinner. And yes, it's about, you know, giving yourself a couple of limitations, but, you know, it's about, don't have four plates of food, have one.
Right.
You know, I always tell people, you know, they're like, oh, I feel like I shouldn't eat anything. I should, you know, just only eat once or twice a day. And you want to eat all the time. You constantly want to be feeding your body with good food. And especially around the holidays, you know, it's about still enjoying yourself and having a great time. Don't torture yourself and think, oh, I'm going to regret this or regret everything that you ate.
I gotcha. That's cool. Listen, I know that we're running out of time with you. You have been wonderful and amazing. This web link, your show will be on 24/7, 365 days and on iTunes. We want to have you back, but I know you got to teach a class. You got some new people you got to work with. You've been wonderful,
Chris. Yes,
I will. I know. I will see you tomorrow at noon. So I'll be over there working out training with you. So she's amazing, guys, and we'll have her back. And she's a makeup artist too. So I want to hear a little bit about that too. And I got some thoughts I want to share with you another day. So you have a wonderful night and enjoy your class. Anyway, thanks a lot, Chris, for talking to us. Anyway, I'm going to stay on a minute, guys, because there are a couple of announcements to make. But, Chris, you can just hang up whenever you're ready. And thank you once again for being on. All right.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you bet. You have a great night. Okay, everybody. That's Chris. And she's amazing and wonderful. And I just enjoy her so much. She's such a joy to be around. The other thing I wanted to share with you guys, we've got another show coming up on Sunday, and it's all about relationships, and based on my book, or our book, Diane and I's book, I mean, there's a law that says he has to be attracted to me. Next week, I've got a guy, Vince, I can't even remember his last name, because it's been running like a bat out of, you know, where I'm talking about, but he's got books out, he's got his shows out, he's pretty well known. And he's going to be talking to us next week. So it's Transformation Thursday. He's got a wonderful story. What I like about him is that he's, like, lost, like, 300-and-something pounds. So he's amazing. and what he has, the message that he has to share with people. So, and then we've got another person who is really overcome some obstacles and some handicaps to live a great life, and with health and wealth. It doesn't get much sweeter than that. So that's coming up to next month. And then we've got a young entrepreneur and what she's doing to grow her business, okay? And she's young. She's in her 20s, okay? And I've got another guy the same way. So we've got some great stories for Transformation Thursday. And the reason why I'm putting them on is because if somebody else can do it, you can do it too. And, you know, Krista Ball saw that weight and made a lifestyle change. And if she's done it, you can do it. I can do it. We all can. And when we connect the mind, body, and spirit and become more healthier in all areas, that's when real change happens, you know, person by person, city by city, state by state, and so on. So I hope you liked your story. Give me comments on what you would like to hear more of. We've got a show on Tuesday night, every Tuesday night, about making things happen, the law of attraction, and, you know, in different aspects of that, power of intention, how to work with your angels or your higher power. And find that power within yourself. And we've got some great stories with that. I've got a girl coming on next week who is really doing that and has some amazing, marvelous, wonderful miracles happen in her life. So what is a miracle? It's where fear has been, and then love comes in and changes it all. How about that? Anyway, you guys, Facebook me, facebook.com/angelcoaches, and let me know what kind of shows you want to hear. We've got a whole new website coming up, a whole new set of coaches. They're all so amazing in what they do, and each of us does something different. So guys want to keep on checking that out. So hopefully it'll be up in just a bit. I've said that now for a few weeks or a few months, actually. So I appreciate your patience. But anyway, you guys have a great now, and stay with us, and hopefully we'll get a chance to hear you on Sunday night with Di and I, with meaning there's a law that says he has to be attracted to me. Anyway, you guys have a great night, and we will see you on Sunday. And Facebook me, like our page, facebook.com/angelcoaches. Follow us on Blog Talk, and we will talk to you later. Bye, everyone.